I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We'll first go to Nebraska. Is this guy a terrible neighbor? Some people might think he's a great neighbor. 45-year-old guy in Elkhorn, Nebraska, named Douglas Goldsberry, apparently doesn't like the couple that lives across the street. And he's been trying to torment them for the last 4 years. And the way he does it is to hire prostitutes to go over to their house and stand on their front porch and strip naked while he watches from across the street. This is pretty bizarre. He's done it 75 times, John, for the last 4 years. 75 okay. times he sent, at least 75 times, he sent strippers over there to do their dance on his neighbor's porch.
That's more than him just trying to tweak the neighbors. If he's spending that kind of coin 75 times, because mm-hmm. When I hire my porch prostitute / strippers, it costs me at least $150 yeah. for an hour. So sure. he's into this for some serious coin. I think he's the one who's getting the excitement out of this.
Well, the neighbors, they have kids, like younger kids and stuff, and the whole neighborhood sees this stuff, and they know that it's been going on. The cops have been investigating. They found out that sometimes Douglas isn't just hiring prostitutes to torment his neighbors. He's also having sex with them. So when the cops okay. went okay. the cops went and all looked right. for the, okay. He's having some for himself, throwing some over on the neighbor's
porch. Well,
he paid
for it.
Yeah. yeah. Well, they went looking for him Wednesday, and they found him in some hotel down the street, charged him with felony pandering, and he's looking up to 4 years in prison. Ironically, he did tortured his neighbors, tormented his neighbors for 4 years, and now he's going to prison.
How does he get to 75 before he gets shut down, though? What kind of neighborhood does this guy live in where that's allowed to go beyond 3 or 4 times?
68 times is my limit.
Yeah, right. Then we're calling the cops.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And since we're going to Whidbey Island today, why not do some Whidbey Island 911? We'll see you in Oak Harbor this afternoon. Mobile Music 3 to 6. Let's look at the call sheet. Let's see what's going on. Wednesday, April 5th, 1:22 p.m., Barrington Drive. There was a 911 call regarding a hamster-related emergency. That's all I have on the story. I don't know what the emergency was, but it involved a hamster.
Thank the Lord it wasn't a gerbil.
Thursday, April 6th, 4:10 p.m., 9th Avenue. A guy called 911 to say he has people living under his house. At least he doesn't have them stripping on his front porch. Thursday, April 6th, 10:22 p.m., Crosby Avenue. A guy complained that someone tied a blue balloon to his house.
You can't take that down yourself.
Friday, April 7th, 10:22 p.m., Bayshore Avenue. A guy says he was just leaving work and noticed a white Chevy van with blue stripes that...
Hold on. Premature.
It's a premature... Okay, I was leaving work and noticed a white Chevy van with blue stripes that had a thumping sound coming from inside.
Bumping the beats.
And let's see. Sunday, April 9th, 7:48 p.m., Highway 20. A report of a guy peeing on a pole. And finally, Wednesday, April 5th, 8:12 a.m., Highway 20. A guy called 911 to let them know he's staying at a hotel.
I'll call the office, get a couple of
and I may need you later, depending on the hotel. Just putting the notice out.